You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Okay, so can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, my name's CJ. I'm an up-and-coming artist from Loughton, Essex. And I've been doing my music for about 10 years and, yeah, just pushing it out as much as I possibly can at the moment.
We're at Camden Community Radio today and I'd like to know what you've been doing in America.
Okay, well, I went out to San Francisco. I'd done, you could say it was a bit of a tour, done a few gigs on the way. Went from San Francisco to Santa Barbara, Monterey, Venice Beach, Laguna Beach, LA. So I went past like the Universal Studios. And so I'd done two music videos. One was in Alcatraz Prison. Loads of people there, loads of people got involved. And yeah, it was a fun time. And I also met a lot of contacts out in LA. And one contact ended up getting a lot of people from his bar to be in my music video. He also helped a lot along the way. He got me motorbikes out there and he filmed a lot of my videos when there was no one else to film. And yeah, I should be going out there back in March to do a few more stuff and a few more bits out there, yeah.
You've got a hat and T-shirt range out.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So basically, I don't know what started it off. I've sort of gone a bit more professional and believing in myself a lot more over the last 6 months. And I bought out my hat brand in America. So both my kids, they've got their own hat. And now I'm just about pushing it out there a lot more now when I go to my gigs. As we said about earlier, a few more ideas about me pushing out at my gigs and selling T-shirts and making the brand a bit more, you know, bigger, a bit more open to everybody.
So what's on your T-shirts?
CJ, so if you see my T-shirts, you'll see people walking about. They have black T-shirt or white T-shirts with a gold going across the back, big letters, CJ. The hats are just pretty plain snapbacks with CJ across the back.
And how much are your T-shirts and caps?
My T-shirts are going to be £6. My caps are going to be £10.
Okay, because that's what Drake done. He's got a hat and a T-shirt range and trainers out. Maybe you can get into trainers as well.
Yeah, 100% in the future. That'd be something I'd definitely look into do. Obviously, you have to meet the right people to get in down that line, which hopefully, yeah, I'll meet in the future. But yeah, I'm definitely going
to
be looking
good
into
to get in touch
that.
With the Night Town in Oxford Street.
Okay,
literally get some contact details from them.
Yeah,
and they can push you in the right direction of you getting trainers and stuff out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that'd be a great thing for the future. 100%. Yeah.
So what's the name of your tracks?
So the first one I'd like to be played today is with a good friend of mine, Milo. It's called So Real. And I made this about a year ago. And like I said, over the last 6 months, I'm just starting to really push my music out now. So yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah.
She told me, no way, no games I don't play. again, man. We've been out all day, all night.
Yeah, man, it was great.
So how did you get started?
Well, when I was younger, I have a lot of friends who had a bit of an easier life. Mum, dad sort of helped and paid for a lot of things, you know. I didn't really have that upbringing. I didn't have a great upbringing. I had my mum sort of tried my best for me, but, you know, I was my own man very early in life, about 12 years old. Anything I wanted, clothes, anything I had to get myself. And a lot of people around me were older than me because the life that I had to live, they were in their 18s, 19s, living the same life. So music-wise, they were all, you know, everybody used to love the rap music. You know, I remember from very young, being 12 years old in alleyways and stuff with your mates, and everybody was all like, oh yeah, go on Charlie, do a freestyle, we want to look at that, you got a freestyle about that, that's where it all started from, really. Now as they got older, they sort of went down a path that I look at now and think I'm so glad I never went down that path. I did have my troubles growing up, as in say gangs and whatever, but when I had my first little boy, when I was 18, I sort of woke up and knew that that's not the life I want to live anymore. But my music stayed with me. So although the life changed, around that time, a lot of my music was about the life I lived, where now it's about family, about getting people together, about sort of more love than hate. I haven't got any hate anymore. Growing up, you know, you learn to live with your past and what's happened, and I'm just all about love and working with other people and succeeding, and the music followed me along that journey. And like I said, it's only been about 6 months now that I've really been pushing my music out, and I've really started to believe in myself. Although people don't always believe in you, I got where I am from myself, so I can sure do that with my music as well.
What tracks have you got on your album, and what's the title of your album?
Okay, so my album is No Time for Regrets, CJ. So there's quite a few collabs on there with a few people that I grew up with and good friends of mine. I've got songs ranging from a couple of indie songs on there. I've got a couple, well, more like a rap songs on there. As I said earlier, so I've got a song which mentions near enough, well, I think there's over 60 train stations I'm mentioning. It started off as a freestyle with my mates one day, and, you know, I put the freestyle up on my Facebook last year, and I got over 3,500 views on it. People saying, make the song into a professional track. And that's what I've done. So most of my gigs that I'm doing at the moment, I'm doing that song. It, you know, gets a lot of people interested, involved. Everybody sort of bops their head to it. Very catchy. And it sort of shows, you know, I think the time and era of when I grew up, there was a lot of like gangs repping postcodes and this, that and the other. I think that just shows I'm not really involved in anything like that anymore. I haven't been for years, and I love everywhere and love everyone from everywhere, wherever you're from. Just show respect to people, really.
Maybe you could play an Eminem lookalike doing some music, literally doing a film performance or a film, and you're playing Eminem's lookalike with his music. Have you ever thought about that? Because you actually look like him.
No, I never really thought about that, no.
Do some collaborations with him.
Yeah. No,
just get his email address or match him, literally Twitter him.
Yeah. Well,
Because I mean, on Instagram, you can meet anyone you want.
Yeah, you can. 100%, yeah.
I met Debbie Campbell, who writes children books.
Okay.
I literally messaged her on Facebook and she got in contact with me.
Yeah.
And Jake Eastman Renyard, where we basically went...
Yeah.
To a cafe, and she was there, and she bought me a slice of cake for about £15-20.
Oh,
and then literally she delivered sent me a children's book through the post.
Okay.
Where she does children's books. She's very, very good.
What was better, the cake or the book?
Both. I can't really choose which one. But no, you know. Yeah. And your next track, who you would like to hear?
My next track would be a song I made and also done the video for in LA. It's called Smile. I met quite a few people out there, and it's sort of a indie rocky tune with a rap sort of vibe on it. And a lot of people in America sort of jumped in the music video and helped a lot to get the video where it was, so big up to them as well.
A song called Smile Like Lily Allen, but it's a rock
Lily
version.
Allen, yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
25 miles to come and cooking up a beat.
Look. She walked past with a smile on her face, so sweet, I don't know where she's heading. But I gotta ask her out. Thoughts on my mind got me thinking. I ain't some guy that be shy on the link thing. First day out, now we drinking. Oh no. Gonna deal with the ex no more. She sat down asking questions, dropped down dead from her heart in a second. She said that she's safe. I think she's a weapon, that bad girl there, but I feel we in heaven. Oh no, I ain't gonna fall for that shit no more. I might just rap how I love you more. I lay down and talk just to hug you more. I see you sitting at the table with your half pack of cigarettes. Girl, come let's interact. I think that we see. Are we going for a dinner? Yeah, I bought you a drink. Now we into this. You got the final smile. I'd wipe you now. You carry on talking because I like you now. You're beautiful. Will you be loyal to a guy like me? Will you just lie? Just be honest. I know we'd be good. We just need some time. I like you, I promise. I see your smile. You make me feel so perfect. You're worth it. I drove away with a smile on my face, cause I know that I got your number. The way home I got pulled by the police, I done a test, I blew slightly under. Now I'm driving home with these thoughts of you. Sent another text out, but I've sent you two now. I like you, girl, and you're worth it. I see you sitting at the table with my heart's right into this. Girl, I won't take a pic, I think that you're cute. And I think we should take a pic, that final smile caught my heart right now. I'll make you wife right now. Another day I'll think you're fine from the top, so I'll slide right down. I'm falling for your waist on your mind right now. You got me so high, but we'll climb right down. You think you'll love me better? I can bet it's just another fella. I got a couple jealous, that's just words for another letter. I thought I'd never fall for another girl ever. I know it's great, but I feel that we've been set up. I know one thing. You're beautiful. Will you be loyal to a guy like me? Just lie, just be honest. I know we'd be good, we just need some time. I like you, I promise. I see your smile, you make me feel so perfect. You're worth it. Will you be loyal to a guy like me? Will you just lie, just be honest? I know we'd be good, we just need some time. I like you, I promise. I see your smile, you make me feel so perfect. You're worth it. You're worth it.
And literally, when you're doing gigs and that in America, you literally made it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
doing it in England.
Yeah,
you're literally
definitely.
Actually making it.
Yeah, of course. I feel like every gig that you do, whether there's 5 people there, whether there's 50 people there or 5,000 people there, I feel like as an up-and-coming artist, you should do any gig you can possibly get into, because you never know who's watching. I mean, I met you at RBE. That was quite busy. That was quite a really good night. And without me putting myself in that position to get on stage and, you know, in front of loads of people, me and you would have never met. And half the other artists who are out there up and coming, you know, no one would meet anyone if you're not going to put yourself in a position to do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I definitely think the open mics, and do as many open mics as possible and showcases and everything you can get into, put your name there.
So what else would you be doing for the rest of the day?
Okay, so I'm with my 2 kids, as you know, today. So, after this, I think I'm going to take them out. I've got a lot of stuff to do. I mean, I've got quite a few performances coming up, showcases.
And where will they be?
So I have been doing stuff with Showcase, Big Up Nyan Stars and Lisa, for obviously their time and their effort with everything they do. They've been really nice. They've brought me in and with open arms, and yeah, they're really, really good place to go to push your music out. Open mics are sort of near enough anybody's welcome. They're really welcoming, and yeah, so that's Showcase, Sound Off Showcase. You can find them on Instagram, Sound Off Showcase, also on Facebook. Also, I've been doing a few bits with C Entertainment. So that's sort of open mic stuff as well. That is in Lewisham, I think that is. So big up to them. They've been very helpful. And also where I met you with RBE Entertainment, which was my first show that I'd done on Thursday night, where obviously I met you. And yeah, it's been lovely. A lot of talented artists there, up and coming. And that's definitely, if you're an up and coming artist, somewhere to also visit and check that out as well.
So what would you like to add?
I'd CJ? Like to add a big thank you to Samantha Russell from RBE Entertainment, Conscious FM 102. Also a big thanks to Sound Off Showcase, Mic'd Up Entertainment, Rubone from RBE, and all the people that have gone out their way to help me to where I am now and sort of where I'm going, really. Yeah.
You think you'd like to tell your fans out there?
You can find me on my Instagram, CJ Official, on Facebook, CJ Official, on my SoundCloud and Reverb Nation. Both of those are Charles All Day, no space.
So basically, you all have a good day. And it was really nice interviewing you,
no, yeah,
CJ.
Lovely. Yeah, no, thank you for having me. Yeah.
And can you freestyle for us before we finish?
Oh, God.
A song.
I can do. Let me have a think. God, you got me on the spot now. All right.
What's it called?
It'd be my Train Station one. Top of my head, freestyle, I think. You know, that's what I'll put it out.
Okay. Right, go ahead.
So now you wanna get a taste on there. London City, where the place that I was raised, chilling in them archways, looking for a party. Mansion house, I got them girls looking naughty. And you can't say you're an angel, I took a flight out straight from Heathrow Airport. I ain't funny like some circus in Oxford. Man and Bricky moving reckless for them boxes. I'm like 7 from Stratford. Stops if you want, but I ain't going backwards. Smoking that Buddha, not in Temple. Whopping, I'm not gentle. Don't get gas, we got my green and Beth, no.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and you have a good day, CJ.
No, thank you.
And with your family.
No, lovely.
And take care.
She's so real. She makes me forget all my stress. I ain't worried or mucking around. You know I'm good when you're holding me down. I know you want me, you need me, I want you. I got you. I know you want me, you need me, I want you, I got you. She's so real, she makes me forget all my stress. I ain't worried or walking around. You know I'm good when you're holding me down. I know you want me, you need me, I want you, I got you. I know you want me, you need me, I want you, I got you. Now I won't go back, I'll say what's on my mind. You're always on my mind. You know what I'm talking about. You know when I talk to the town. Every time that you're holding me down, I'm out of my problems. I'm done with these dramas, done with these chances. I see a smile from a mile away. Yeah, we good and we good to stay. I say I fly like an astronaut. My only mission is to keep you safe. Listen to your voice, now your hips don't lie. To the bed, I'ma spread those fires. Look to your eyes, I'll be glad we made it. You're my favorite. She's so real, she makes me forget all my stress. I ain't worried or mucking around. You know I'm good when you're holding me down. I know you want me, you need me, I want you, I got you. I know you want me, you need me, I want you, I got you. She's so real, she makes me forget all my stress. I ain't worried or mucking around. You know I'm good when you're holding me down. I know you want me, you need me, I want you, I got you. I know you want me, you need me, I want you, I got you.
My baby be stressing, told her I ain't dying for these next things. Keep my lover and my best friend, these boys they your bread, they can't step in my place. Keep your hands to yourself, I will step on your face. I don't get thrills from hoes, I get thrills from dope. I'm watching all my family grow. I've been on the go trying to get right. Countless nights I ain't slept right. She's so real, so you know she kept by. Yeah, we have rides, but you know what it gets like. She just wants the family living their best life. And shit, I can't blame her. She hold me down when I'm down when it's raining. She know that I got her, no if buts or maybes. I got her, I got both our babies. There ain't no debating. There ain't no debating.
She's so real, she makes me forget all my stress. I ain't worried or mucking around. You know I'm good when you're holding me down. I know you want me, you need me, I want you, I got you. I know you want me, you need me, I want you, I got you. She's so real, she